A portion of the gospel lesson read a few moments ago from the 23rd chapter of Luke. And the people stood by looking on, and even the rulers were sneering at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if this is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up to him, offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." One of the criminals who were hanging there was hurling abuse at him and saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuking him said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? We indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Did you hear it? Three times, no less than three times, we are told that Jesus was told on that first Good Friday to save himself. Once by the rulers, he saved others, but he can't save himself. Once by the soldiers, "If you're the Christ, save yourself." And once by one of the criminals who said, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." Three times. And as we have stated in the past, when something in a text is repeated, we pay attention. Three times Jesus is told to save himself, or mocked that he cannot save himself, and he does nothing. He continues to hang in pain, suffering. He will not give in to their taunting. He will not give in to their mocking. Oh, indeed, as we know, he could have come down had he wanted to. As he himself said, there are angels ready to go to fight for him, but he does not call upon any of them. He hears their abuse. He hears their mockery. And of course, what they mean is, come down from the cross. Save your physical life. You're going to lose it here in just a short while. Save your physical life. Save yourself. And of course, that's exactly what the criminal meant too. Save yourself and us. Save your physical life and save our physical life also. But Jesus, as is often the case, is on a different plane than those around him. He's so very often, especially in the Gospel of John, is talking on a different level than his hearers or those he meets. And once again, Jesus is on that plane. Save yourself! But he does not. But there's a shift. And I don't know if you noticed that. After three times hearing the word, "Save yourself," Jesus hears one of the criminals say, "Remember me when you come in your kingdom." And he responds to him, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." He didn't save himself. He saved that criminal. Why? Because that's exactly what he came to do. Jesus, again, is on a different level. And while there are many, many, many people who believe that he exists in order to relieve our physical ailments and to prevent problems in this physical life, that is not where Jesus is at. After three times being told to save himself, Jesus finally saves someone else. Well, this is what he came to do. There was no need for him to save himself on that plane he was on. He, the sinless Son of God, needs no saving. And he knew that if he relieved his physical suffering, salvation would never come to that criminal, nor would it ever come to you and to me. And so Jesus responds by saving someone else. He does not exist to relieve our every physical discomfort. He did not come to this earth to relieve our every physical discomfort. He did not come to this earth to give us a life of ease. He came to this earth to save. Not himself, but us. That's what's played out for us on that first Good Friday. The temptation is very great to see in Jesus something that he did not purport to be. This story once again helps us resist that temptation. I may suffer. I may hurt. I may be in pain. The criminal, those nails still hurt his wrists and his feet, and he was soon to be in great pain when his legs were broken. But he was assured of salvation, as are you and me. This is why he came. And this is the exact reason why he is able to say, "Father, forgive them." Amen.